The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
We're just about to throw the headphones on Darren Winter. Chris Nichols has been able to lay a tackle on him and drag him kicking and screaming to the K-Rock box. It's nice and balmy and warm here for Darren Winter, of course, coaching remotely or FIFOing from down in Lauderdale in Tassie. It's great to have Darren Winter with us, and he's standing next to the Rock Dog, Chris Nichols.
Darren, you copped Colac last week, but a great chance today to redeem and reset for the season.
Yeah, look, Colac were pretty sharp last week, and they were, we actually thought they cheated a bit last week because they it looked like they had about 21 blokes on the ground, and we were going to call a head count, but they were running that bloody quick, we couldn't count, so they were very impressive, and it certainly showed our blokes how to play a good brand of footy. So we spent a fair bit of time on that this week, looking at the way they went about it. I would think a few teams would be a little bit nervous on Colac coming back through the back end of the season.
So it's a pretty important game today. Just keep you in touch of the five, you know, a game out.
Yeah, look, we've had some really good moments through the first part of the season. I think Colac was obviously a bit of a downer for us, but every game since then, or prior to that, we were in the game up until, you know, really late in the game against St Mary's, St Joey's, and... we've been competitive, but we probably haven't been able to finish those games off at different stages of the season. And, we'll look forward to trying to be able to do that today.
Windy, you got 12 players playing today with 10 games or less of GFL senior experience. There's going to be teething problems, isn't there?
Look, and we know that. And part of the recruiting structure was to get some talented young men to the club for long term. And we've been able to do that. We've been able to give blokes an opportunity to play some good footy and... get on the VFL list like Jack Leonard did last week, which was fantastic. Big Kobe in the ruck got picked up by Geelong and added to their list. So we knew there was going to be little parts of the games and, you know, maybe mid-season where we're going to drop off at different stages. But over the journey, they've been really good so far.
On the other end of the scale, you've got Jason Davenport at age 38 still producing. He's coaching today, but I believe the timing works that you might have him running around out here this afternoon.
Correct, yep. He'll be speeding down the highway as we speak now.
Safely.
And, safely speeding.
Kirsch, you better let your people know.
let him through.
And, he's keen as mustard. We all know Jason, and he loves his footy, loves playing, and loves North Shore, so... And it's always great to see him run around. And look, he leads the way out there. Like, he's 38 years old. He's still quick. He's still in great shape. And still, you know, averages 30 a game now. So, like, to be able to do that when you're 38 years old, that's pretty impressive.
Winnie, I unfortunately spent most of the summer with Nick, your co-coach, who was building you up from no end, which is good, but it got a bit monotonous in February. But, we spoke about the fact that you would possibly have some weeks like last week. But just in terms of the recruitment of the young boys, and do you think you might be a little bit in front of where you thought you might have been at this stage of the season?
Look, it was a bit of an unknown. Yeah. So we really didn't know where we were going to end up with the guys that we had. Maybe a little bit. You go into a St Mary's game, you know, North Shore traditionally gets beat by 180 points from St Mary's. So to go in there and have a little bit of control of the game up until the, 10-minute mark of the last quarter, that was really encouraging for us. And look, we'll do that again next year. Like, some of these boys that we've recruited, they'd still be playing reserves footy.
Yeah.
And they're going very well at GFL level right now because they've been given an opportunity to play senior footy. So, you know, that's what we can offer them, you know, that they get that opportunity. So in the top clubs, some of these kids won't play senior footy for 3 years. And now some of them are getting looked at by Geelong. So given an opportunity, they blossom.
So in terms of your recruitment of these players, like, how'd you go about that? How did you pick the eyes out of these blokes and, how did you bring them to the club? I mean, obviously, the opportunity to play GFL senior football was great, but in terms of you wanting to find players that actually were going to fit?
Like Hayden Burns today.
Yeah.
So he didn't think that he was going to get a reserves game where he was at. Mm. He's playing senior footy.
Yeah.
At GFL level. Now, GFL level is a very good standard.
Yes.
So I think you're going to see more and more of that. You know, some of the top clubs have got 70 players. Some of these kids have captained the under-19s and they're not getting a game in the next level and missing out on games. So what I think you'll see is these kids will change clubs. But they need to change clubs and they need to get opportunities.
Yeah. Just one more. The relationship, obviously, with your former club. I know you went down there for a pre-season sort of weekend.
Yep.
There was a little bit of... Nick was very worried that there was a bit of COVID. Might have been COVID. You might have all got stuck down there. But from all reports, it was an amazing experience for all the boys to be together.
Yep.
And I know Alan Christensen was really... He couldn't believe how good they had played at that level.
Yep.
Against your old club.
Yep.
At that stage of the season.
Yeah, it was a great trip. And we just... The club actually floated it. So it wasn't me trying to get back there on another trip. But the club actually floated, you know, how would we go? And we said, yeah, okay, we'll take the seniors over. And then we put it to the players. And all the players wanted to go. So I think we ended up taking 46 players over. And it was just... The hospitality by Lauderdale was first class. The banter on the ground through the guys that I coached, and particularly Nick was obviously a target. Nick doesn't sort of back down too much. But, so the banter that I was hearing was very funny at the ground. But the footy played, it was a nice, I think it was about 21 degrees and perfect day for footy.
It was red hot, I hear. Yeah, the footy was really good.
It was very sharp footy, and you know, both clubs coming at the back end of their pre-season all ready to go. So it was good brand of footy, so it was really good. And it's something we will probably end up doing.
Yeah, it's great. We're speaking with North Shore co-coach Darren Winter on K-Rock Football. Here's Matty Kershaw.
Wendy, I ask all the coaches that we haven't spoke to yet on K-Rock Footy, who's on your coaching panel, mate? Obviously, Dave's down there with yourself helping out.
Yep, so we've got Keegan Carr. He's helping out with the forwards.
Yep.
We've got Billy Dixon, Hall of Famer at North Shore, so he's doing the back line. David McDonald, who's over in Egypt at the moment, holidaying, so he runs our midfield.
Just gallivanting in Egypt.
And we had to sack Stormy from the water boy, he has stepped up.
What's he done this time?
He just played up too much last year.
Is that an AFL Bowen directive?
Mate, pick any game, and he was playing up. So I think the competitive streak just continued to come out as a water boy.
Last year.
Ninth man.
Yeah. He's certainly meant to be my big brother, and I think it was starting to get a bit embarrassing. So
where will we see him standing today?
He'll actually be standing with me. He jumped on board as a senior assistant coach. Right, we had to give him that title to keep him under control. He's doing a lot of work individually with players, and you know, same thing, Hall of Famer, you know, legend around Geelong.
Certainly
it's been fantastic to have these guys on board.
Mate, move along to today's game. Obviously, we've discussed how important it is, and we talk about a lot of 8-point games in the GFL at the moment, and we know how important this is for both clubs. Midfield battle is going to be crucial today. Obviously, they've got a midfield that racks up a lot of uncontested possession, and they love to chip it around.
Yep.
Do you look at any run-with roles in a game like today, or do you back your own system and go head-to-head?
No, we've got a couple of run-with. So, I think Mensch has been really good through the middle, so we'll probably try and curb his influence on it. So, and then it depends how they set up. You know, you've got Ajang and Hanley, and their list goes on. So we'll back our boys into, you know, certainly get their fair share of the ball. Nick Dixon gets, I think he's averaging something like 38 sessions a game. Phil Bell-Chambers will do the same. Witherden will play through there. Since he's been in the middle, he's been getting 30, probably 34.
30 odd last week, yep.
So, look, we've got guys in there that can certainly get the footy as well. You know, I think West have got an amazing midfield, so we're going to have to be on our job to curb their influence on the game.
Obviously, you're ranked 8th in the competition for score 4, so you have no problem once your ball's inside, you're getting your shots on. What will we see today? Is it a more direct game, or are you a more possession-type style like the Geelong West that we've seen this year?
No, we'll try and go direct. We try and use our hands in tight, get someone on the outside. We haven't been able to do that over the last few weeks, and so we've spent a lot of time on being able to get the outside run. And we've got young kids that just get drawn into the ball, so we're just continually working with those guys. If we can get it through those lines, we'll go direct. We've got Mitch Langan up there. His third game back from a shoulder, so, you know, hopefully we can see some big marks from him, because I think his ability to be able to do that is really strong.
Well, I saw that in round one at Lara. He was unstoppable that night. So hopefully we see another performance like that today.
Well, we hope so.
I'm sure you'd want to see a performance like
absolutely.
Wendy, some quick ones for you. Will Wilson not playing today?
Yes.
He's playing?
Yep.
Okay, the list we got didn't have him on it.
Right out here.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Okay,
yep,
that's
so
good.
He's playing in the twos, yep.
Oh, so he's playing in the twos?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So, yep. Yeah. Well, sorry, I meant not playing in the one. Yeah, well played, Whitney.
Yes, well,
yeah, well
played. Well done. See that.
So, okay. Although, Purse was here earlier, and we were talking to Purse, and he didn't indicate that to us. So he was not, obviously the president's not paying attention.
No.
That's great.
Purse probably wouldn't know.
He probably wouldn't know.
Purse didn't even know the captains were.
Young Schwenison from North Geelong. His old man Scap, absolutely a star, Timmy.
Yep.
How's he fitted in? I know he's out at the moment. Where's he at?
He could be back next week. It's taken a little bit longer, his ankle, but he has been fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
Certainly miss him and Lever. Our midfield early in the season were working really well together, and he was part of that. And really strong over the footy, doesn't get knocked off the footy. So to lose him, sort of little, and he's a different player. Mm. He can get through the contest being tackled as well and get it out the other side.
Yep. Baker Smith's come up from Tassie. He's got two surnames, Baker and Smith. What's his first name?
We're just calling him Smithy.
It just sounds like somebody's double-barreled surname, Baker Smith. And more importantly, 2023, have discussions between yourself, Nick, and the club started, and what will unfold?
Yeah, look, we have, and I think we'll probably go through as we are now and continue on. So nothing's been really talked about in depth, but I think everybody's fairly happy with where they're at and how it's going.
Fantastic. Whitney, really appreciate you taking the time to drop by pre-game. Wish you the best of luck this afternoon, and look forward to seeing you with the 4 points post-game.
Thank you. Cheers, boys.
Darren Winter joining us there.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.